This is Thomas B. Warren bringing you a lesson from the Word of God. I know that it's very likely the case that you're very busy today. Perhaps you're riding along in your car, working at home. But I hope that you will take just a few moments out of your busy day and study with us from the sacred will of God. And continue with us the study which we began 2 or 3 days ago on the subject, Have You Been Baptized into Christ? We have noted that the Bible is the Word of God. It therefore does not lie. It tells the truth. And we can determine what it teaches if we do so honestly and carefully. And the Bible plainly teaches us what to do so that we can know that we have actually been baptized into Christ. And the importance of this is seen in the fact that if you have not been baptized into Christ, then you are not in Christ. And if you're not in Christ, then you're not a child of God. You've not been saved from your sins. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Now, as we have raised the question, can a person know that he has been baptized into Christ, that is, that he has been baptized with the one baptism, we have pointed out that it must be in the right element, which is water. We have given abundant biblical proof of that. Then we had come to the point that it must be in the right way, that is, by immersion. And last time we had just considered Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, where the Apostle Paul said, Are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ did put on Christ? We were buried, therefore, with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. Notice carefully that Paul did not say we had water sprinkled on us, or we did not have water poured on us, but he said we were buried with him. Now, friends, that demands an immersion. There is no way that any honest person can give language its fair import and not recognize that baptism is an immersion. In fact, there are some versions of the Bible in English which recognize that the Greek word baptizo should actually have been translated as immersion and not merely transliterated as baptize. The American Bible Union version and the Living Oracle version both make clear that it is immersion. They record the words of Jesus in Mark 16:16, He that believeth and is immersed shall be saved. This is also taught plainly by lexicographers who have made a great study of the meaning of these words. They say the Greek word baptizo should be translated as dip, plunge, or immerse. If I had a rock in my hand and I said, I am going to baptizo this rock, that is in the using the Greek word baptizo in the sense in which it is used in the New Testament, I would be telling you that I was going to dip it underneath the water, plunge it beneath the water, or immerse it in the water so that it would be covered completely in the water. And that's why you find in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, and I urge you to read for yourself all of these passages from the Bible to which I refer you. When this man had heard Jesus preach to him by the evangelist Philip, and they came to a certain water, the Ethiopian cried out, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip told him, if he believed with all of his heart that Jesus was the Christ, he may. He confessed his faith, and both of the men got out of the chariot. Both of the men went down into the water, and Philip baptized the man from Ethiopia. Now, friends, today, many preachers, no doubt in sincerity, will take their fingers, put it in water, and sprinkle a little bit in the face of an infant. In the first place, an infant is not a proper subject of baptism. In the second place, that is not baptism at all. It's simply sprinkling. These two men went down into the water because the evangelist Philip knew that this man had to be immersed in water in order to be baptized. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.